It's allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash, only Malchus Beis Ovid Levad. That's all. Rashi and Yeshiva Bazor with the Siv Lama the Shoris. Hoim Dim Shalom Fnei Hashem. Lo Mitzim Bo Yeshiva. They're not allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasukim always say, the Kanam have to stand when they do the Avodah. Elo Lo Malchus Beis Dovid Shenemar Vayovi Yamelech Dovid Vayoshev. Kisham Aloi Nosin Anovi. Ato Loi Siv Na Bayis. Ki Yomolo Ki Yom Niyamecha. So it says there, Vayovi Yamelech Dovid Vayoshev, even though by him there was no Beis HaMikdash yet, but I call upon it from Malchus Beis Dovid onward, they had a right to whoever was a chelik of Malchus Beis Dovid, had a right to sit in the Beis HaMikdash. But not Tam HaKoyin. So how come here the Koyin was sitting? Shinam and Apostle says, Vayovi Yamelech Dovid Vayeshev Lechnei Hashem, and the Gemara Kod Yomer of Chizdo, the Yezras Noshim, you know where they leaned, you know where the Koyin Godel leaned to save the Torah? Not in the Yazar itself, but in the Yezras Noshim. And the Ezra's Noshim, that doesn't have so much Kedusha, there you're allowed to sit. It's only in the Azor itself you're not allowed to sit. But in the Ezra's Noshim was Mutter. Hochinami be Ezra's Noshim. Here also is the Ezra's Noshim. Beche Yitmud Rav Chizda, where did we learn of Chizda din of the Ezra's Noshim to say there is Mutter, the mainly you answer me here also by the Kriya was done in the Ezra's Noshim? Aho. Well, it was learned in this case that Mesa, we have the Kasha. Titania. Hey, I mean, I guess the word Mesa was the Gurus say here. Yeah, the Gurus takes out the word Mesa. Aha, Titania, we learned like this. Heichon Karim Boy, where did the Kohen Gadol read from these parshas on Yom Kippur? The Azorah. Tanakam says, Enecham, he landed in the Azorah. We have Loz Ibn Yaakov, Boyma Baharabayas. In the Harabayas, not in the Azorah, outside, in the Harabayas. Shenema Vayikora Boy, Lifnei Harachoy. Hashel Evnei Sharamayim, Mashman Arabayis. The Omer of Chizdo, the Ezra's Noshim. That's what the Tanakhama says it was written, it was laid in the Yazara. It doesn't mean Mamish the Yazara, the Adduktusha, that there you're not allowed to sit down. That means he laid it in the Ezra's Noshim. And there you're allowed to sit down. By Yavorech Ezra, Es Hashem Ulakim Agodo, my Godo, what does it mean that Ezra gave a Brocha? Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Shegidlu B'Shem HaMafarish. He was Megado, the Beis HaMikdash, with the Shem HaMafarish. Rav Gidl Omar, no. He just said the Pesach of Baruch Hashem L'Kei Yisrael Min Olam Vad Olam. And Omalei Abayler of Rav Dimi V'dil Meshagidl Hashem Mafarish. Like, how do you know that? How do you know that Ezra didn't say Hashem Mafarish? He only said Baruch Hashem L'Kei Yisrael. Maybe Ezra Taka said Hashem Mafarish. Or Malay Ein Oimrim Hashem Mafarish Begvulin. Hey, this was not in the Beis HaMikdash. It means Begvulin outside, that's the cloud. You're not allowed to say Hashem Mafarish. But the Gemara of Eloi, you're not. Well, see, the Pesach says V'yamad Ezra Soifrim Al Migdalates Asher also ledaber, the Amr of Gidol shegidlo Hashem Mafarish. So you see, he said the Hashem Mafarish in this Migdol, and this was in the, this is outside the Azor, it was outside the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, you're allowed to say the Hashem Mafarish outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara Roya Shohisa, that was a special time. Enichnami, Namal Tzoser, but again, special times, they did special things. But you can't learn out from there that it's like a mutter. All right, stop. The Samach Testament base we're holding. So again, from a few lines down from the top, Pesach says, "Vayivorech Ezra es Hashem Elokim Hagodol." That Ezra gave a bracha to Hashem Elokim. It says Hagodol. My Godol. What does it mean? He gave a bracha to Hashem Elokim Hagodol. What does Godol mean? So it's a machlokes. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Shegidloi b'Shem Hamafarish. That means Ezra used the Shem Hamafarish. He called the Kodesh Baruch's name, and he called him with the Shem Hamafarish. Even though this was outside, it was outside the Azor, it was outside the Beis HaMikdash, still, Rabbi Yosef holds he's allowed to use his name, the Shem HaMafarish. We have Gidl, Rabbi Gidl says no. The other Pesach is the Pesach in Divrei HaYomim, that a Pesach of Baruch Hashem L'Kei Yisrael, Min Olam V'Yad Olam. That's all he said. That's what Ezra said. Ezra didn't say the Shem HaMafarish, he just gave a bracha to Hashem by saying Baruch Hashem L'Kei Yisrael, Min Olam V'Yad Olam. For the Gemara, Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi. So Abayi yes, Rav Dimi. The Dilma Shegidlu B'Shem HaMafarish. Like, why don't you also want to learn like this? That maybe Taki meant to say the Shem HaMafarish. How do you know to say that he only said this Pesach Baruch Hashem? Maybe Ezra, in the first Pesach that it says, Vayivorech Ezra as Hashem Alokim HaGodol, what he means to say HaGodol was he said the Shem HaMafarish. Like, why are you arguing? Why don't you also say like that? So Amalei, he answered back, as I hold, that Ein Oimrim Shem HaMafarish, Big Bulin. You're not allowed to say the Shem HaMafarish Bigvulin, which means outside the Azorah. Like Rashi says, Bigvulin, Kol Chutzli Azorah, Kol Igvulin. Anything outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azorah, is considered called Gvulin. Because the whole Yerushalayim is also called the Gvulin. So he holds it's also to say the Shem HaMafarish outside the Azorah. It's only in the Beis HaMikdash you're allowed to say it. Outside the Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to say it. Is it true? No, that you're not allowed to say it. The Yoksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayamoid Ezra HaSeifer al Migdal Eitz. That Ezra HaSeifer stood up in a special tower, a Migdal made out of wood, Asher also Ladover, that was made for a thing. And what does it mean? Vyomrav Gidol, She Gidlo Vishay HaMafarish. That in this Migdal Eitz, obviously it wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be someplace outside the Beis HaMikdash. There he said the Shem HaMafarish. So you see, you are allowed to say the Shem HaMafarish, even though you're outside the Azara. So Gemara says, Hayroya Shohoysa. That was a special time. And Echlami, really, it's also to do it. There was a special Hayroya, a special purpose, why Ezra did it. Right, then the Pasuk says, Nehemiah, Vayizaku El Hashem Elokim Bekel Godol. That Klai Yisrael was crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bekel Godol. My Omer, what were they saying? Omer Ravi, Temer Rabbi Yochanan, Baya Baya. Like to say, Oyvei, Oyvei. That's what Klai Yisrael was saying. Trashi Baya Baya, Mizloshen Tzuako V'Kevlonam. They were like screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What were they saying? They were saying, Hainu Hai, Diachrevei Lemikdisho. We see in front of us like the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah. That the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, he was the one that was Machr the Chubin of the Bayis Rishon. Because the Chet Klai Yisrael had then was the Chet of Avodah Zarah. So because of the Chet of Avodah Zarah, because of this Yetzirah, they were Machr of the Beis HaMikdash of Rishon. They burnt the Beis HaMikdash. They cut Linu Lekule Tzadikim. That the Tzadiki, that the Tzadikim were killed out because of that. The Yeglino Li Yisrael Me'aryon. And Klai Yisrael had to go into Bovel for 70 years. They were taken out of Eretz Yisrael. The Yadayin Merakit Beinun. And it's still, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah is still dancing amongst us. Is Klum Yehavneslon. As if they start to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give him over to us. Like, take away the Yetzirah to do Avodah Zarah. Give him over to us. And then don't forget, Klum Yehavsei Lon. Ela Lekabule Beyagra. Like they're talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did you give us this Avodah Zarah, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah? Why did you give it to us? He gave it to us for Nisayin. He gave us to get reward. Like if we're not going to listen and hold back the Nisayin, we'll receive reward. So the reason why we got the Avodah Zarah, why we got the Yetzirah, is to receive reward. Is so they were saying back, Lo'iyo binon, v'lo'yagre binon. In economy, we don't want the Yetzirah, we don't want the Nisayin. Take him away. Better don't give us no reward, but we don't want the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah. It was very hard to hold back from doing Avodah Zarah. Like Rashi says, the Kabula Yagra, Shenikov Oisev in the Kabbalah. If you hold yourself back and don't listen to him, don't do Avodah Zarah, for that you receive reward. So they were saying like it's too hard, this test. Take him away from us. Is Nofalo Pisco Mirkiya? So a letter came down, a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down a special delivery letter from Shemayim to the Klal Yisrael. Devikosubo Emes. It said on this letter, Emes, that's what it said. So Rashi says, Pisco Ksav, Emes Kleiner, Maskemani Imochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking the Klai Yisrael. If you want to get rid of this Yetzirah, to do Avodah Zarah, I'm asking. Is Omar Rav Chanina, Shema Mino Chosomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. We see from here, that's the sign, the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs a letter, he signs with the word Emes. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chosom, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Everything he does is Emes. Is Oisivi Bisanisa. So there were Goyzer at Tainis, Tlosin Yoimin Tlosin Lilusam. For 3 days and three nights, the Klai Yisrael fasted. Then Masrua Nale, the Yetzirah was given over to the Eden. Is Nofak also Kiguria Denuram? He came out like a young lion, a fire dick, a young lion. Guria is a young lion. Denura like from fire. Mi base Kodesh Hakadoshim. That's where the Yetzirah came out from. Is Amalu Navali Yisrael? So the Navi told the Klai Yisrael, Haino Yitzra Davaris Kechovim. You should know this is the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer, Zois HaRisha. This is the Risha. No, this is the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Is Bahadeh de Tapsu Alei. As soon as they chapped him, they grabbed him. Ishtomet Benisei Mimazaya. a hair fell off his beard. Not exactly why, I don't know, but his hair fell off his beard. Veromi kolo, and he gave a big scream. Veozo kolo arba meya parsoi, and his scream of this young lion, the Yetzara, was heard 400 parsois away. So Omru, the Chum, said like this: Hechi never, what should we do? Dilma chas v'sholom arachmi alei min shemaya. If he's going to be able to continue screaming like that, such a scream, the Abish is going to hear that scream, and the Abish shall maybe have rachmanis on him and let him go free. So he can't let him scream. We have to stop him from screaming. So Mashma, to kill him, for some reason they didn't want to kill him, but they wanted to make him that he shouldn't be able to scream anymore. Izomalu Novi. So the Novi told him, Shadua Biduda the Avram, send him into a pitcher like made out of lead. Fechafua Lapumaya the Avram, and cover up the cover of it with lead. The Avra Meshir Shayev Kolo, because lead holds back a voice. Voice doesn't go through lead. Shinem the Pasuk says, Vayomer Zoysorishon, Vayishlach Oysoy El Toychoifa, they send him into this big pitcher made out of lead, and Vayashlach as Evan Hoy Ferris El Pion, that they send on top of it to cover it, also this lead cover. It's to hold away his voice, and Hashem should not be able to hear his voice. Is Omrus, now Klai Yisrael said, Hoy Yovi Eis Rotzenu, since I see now it's a good Eis Rotzen, I expect a Kodesh Baruch is giving over to us the Yitzhara of Avodah Zorah, is Nivoi Rach Me Yitzhara the Averim. Let's also be mispallel now that a Kodesh Baruch should take away from us the Yitzhara of Averim, which always means Nus, and we should not have a taiba to do Znus. So let's get rid of him also. So Boi Rach Me, they're talking mispallel to a Kodesh Baruch now, give us over this Yitzhara also. Is the Imsav Yadayim, give him over to us. Is Omalu, so the Imsav Yadayim, he's talking given over, and Achnam, he was given over. Is Chazi the Omalahu? So the Yetzirah told them, Chazu, be careful. Look, the Katlisuli lehu kol alma. If you're going to kill me, you know the whole world will be destroyed also. In other words, that nobody's going to have a taifa to have tashmash even with his own wife, and you're not going to have any children anymore. So there's not going to be a world anymore. Trashi kol alma yichlo elam shleitei piryav rivya. People are not going to want to be with their own wives even. It's only because you have some taifa of his nus that you do it. Otherwise, without taifa, you wouldn't do it. So if the Yetzirah is going to be killed, nobody would have Tashmish. So the Gemara, so what they did was, Chavshua Tlasa Yomi. They hid the Yetzirah for 3 days, they locked him up in jail. Uboyu Biyusa Bas Yomi B'chol Eretz Yisrael. They looked around to try and find an egg that was hatched that day. Even a chicken. They wanted to see if a chicken hatched an egg that day. V'loyashtakach, they didn't find. In other words, the only reason why even chickens give birth to eggs is because there's also the type of the Yetzirah for Tashmish. And if there'll be no Yetzirah of Tashmish, even the chickens won't even lay no eggs anymore. Trashi Beyusa Bas Yema. Beitzah Haner Ledes Beibayim. They wanted to find an egg hatched today. Lefi Sheposak. Not hatched, so it was born today. Lefi Sheposak HaChimim Min HaMayim. Because when the Yetzirah went away, the Chimim, the heat of the stomach of the mother, went away. Vi Afilu Oysen Sheibra Tanagerlis Kvar. Even the egg that's in the mother's stomach already, Einem Is Bashtim B'Meyayim. It won't come out anymore. So mamish, without the Yetzirah, there'll be no eggs. And who adin? Nobody would have tashmish anymore. So male, there'll be no children either. See the yichar of the veld. Is armor, they said, hechi never, what should we do? Nikdelei, if we're going to kill the Yetzirah here. Mash, before the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, they didn't really kill him. But here they wanted to kill him. Is kalia alma. If we kill this Yetzirah, there'll be no world. The world will be ended already. After that. Niboi rachmei iflago palgo. If Lego, let's be mispal like he should die halfway. Halfway, Rashi says, means that we should not, Rashi Shiei, Sherlet Biyodom, Lizokak Liishtav Lelacheris. That you should have a taiva to be with your wife, but that's all. To do an Aveira, no. With somebody else, no. Only with your own wife. In other words, let's keep him around halfway. Tomorrow said, for some reason, Palgo Derekia Layoivi. Now, in Shemaran, they don't do that. Either they kill you the Gansin or halfway, or nothing. You don't kill somebody halfway. There's no such thing in Shemayim. Either we'll kill the Yetzirah or the Gamri, or else he has to be here completely. So what do? Kachlinu liyene, they put eye paint in his eyes, v'shavkua, and they made him blind, they took out his eyes. So now they ruined the Yetzirah a little bit. V'yahani, this helped akoponim, to le migre ve'linish v'krevuse. This helped a little bit that people don't have such a taiva to be with their own craving. A person, the Maitre, doesn't have a lust to be with his own mother. He was his own sister. You know why? Because the Yidden at that time knocked out the eyes of the Yetzara, so it helped Azoivait. If it wouldn't have been for this, we would have time even to be with your own mother also. But now that they did this much, they took out his eyes, so you don't have taiva. Even though people do it, as the Mashal speaks out, they didn't kill it legamri, just like Nigrabe. A person could hold himself back. But in this, you don't have such a thing that's guru that forces you to do it. But about you see, some people do it. So they didn't kill him out. But it's this least it's easy to hold yourself back. Mashenki from others, Nus, Taki, you have the Yetzirah, you have the taiva. Yeah. But my Rova Masterwalk in the Eretz Yisrael, they learned like this. That Rav Gidl, Rav Gidl says, Gidl means before by Ezra, She Gidl B'Shem HaMafarish. Like we had before, Amandi Yoma. That Ezra Taka said the Shem HaMafarish. That's how he's Megadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Vayivorech Ezra, Es HaShem Olakim HaGadol. HaGadol means he said the Shem HaMafarish. For Rav Masna Manor, Master says, know what Ezra said. Hakel HaGadol HaGibov Yanoirah. That's what he said. So the more behold the Rav Masna, Metaya led Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Masna is a raya. Metaya means Lashem Messiah, the Gura says, it helps. But Rav Masna's din is a raya, a help to Rav Yeshua ben Levi. That what that Ezra was the one that said now, Hakel HaGod Lagiba ben Levi. Why is he a raya? The young Rav Yeshua ben Levi, he said like this, Loma Nikra Shimon Anche Knesset HaGdelo. Why was this time of Ezra, with 180 Chachomim, they were called the Anche Knesset HaGdelo? Why did they get the name Anche Knesset HaGdelo? She'achziru v'atoru l'yoshna. They put back the crown to the way it used to be. In other words, something was stopped, and they brought it back to the way it used to be. What is this? That also Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, he said, Omar, Ha'akel, Ha'godol, Ha'givav Yanayra. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave Shvachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the way you're supposed to say when you talk to Hashem. Now, also Yirmiyahu, in later years when Yirmiyahu came, he stopped saying already one of them. The Yomer, he said, Nochrim Mekakrim Becholim. Like the Goyim are coming in to make a Churban Abayis. The Mam is dancing in the Beis HaMikdash. Ayah no Roisov. Like, where is the Neira? How can you say that the Goyim, everybody fears Hashem? We don't see any more no Roisov. Is Loyama Neira. Therefore, when he gave the Shvach to Hashem, he already said, Okel HaGod LaGibor. He did not say Vanoira anymore. So, like we'll see later, even though Moshe said it, so he can't like say not say it, but the Pshat HaMashal says is, he felt that these words are like we're saying the way HaKadosh Baruch was acting to us. Like this is the Hashpah Hashem puts down. In his time, in Yirmiyahu's time, we didn't have the Hashpah of Neira. Therefore, at that time, Hashem wasn't showing his Neira, even though Hashem is Neira, but since he wasn't showing it to us at that time, he didn't want to say the word Neira. Also, Daniel, then later years, Daniel came, Omar and Daniel said like this, Nochrim Mishtabdim Bivonov. Hey, during the 70 years of Golas Bovel, that the Bovel has been Mishtabdim in Klai Yisrael. Where's the Gvur of Hashem? Like the Gvur is taken away, that the Goyim are working over us, so we don't have any more Gvura. So Hashem is not showing his Gvura now to Klai Yisrael. Therefore, Layom HaGibur. He did not say Hakel HaGodol, he only said Hakel HaGodol, he did not say HaGibur. Who Adim Samanar also did not say. In other words, not that Hashem is not a Gibur, just that Hashem wasn't showing his Gvura now to Klai Yisrael. So during these years, Daniel held it wasn't right to say the word Gibur. Also Inu, then later it came back, the Anche Knesset HaGdelo came Ezra's time, the Yomer, they said like this, Adarabah, just the opposite, Zuhi Gvuras, this is the Gvura of Hashem, that Gvurasai Shekoibus Es Yitzroi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding back his anger like, Shanois Nerech HaPayim L'Rishoyim, that really the Goyim are being Machir of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're still alive. Really HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have wanted to kill them out right away. Good, he made Gzeirah, there has to be a Churban Abayis. But now when the Goyim did such a terrible thing, his HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, his Erech HaPayim, his anger should have been to kill them out right away. And still we see they lived in the Golas Bavel 70 years, so that's the Gvura of Hashem, that Hashem held back his anger by not killing out the Goyim. That's also Gvura. V'yelu hei Neroisav, you know where Hashem's Neroisav is? She'el molei moirish l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Heichu ma'achas yichol liskayim beinumas. Adarabah. Now during the 70 years of Golas, after the Churban Abayis, how is it possible that the Goyim, all the Goyim, want to kill out Klai Yisrael, and they don't do it? Klai Yisrael still remains alive. How is that possible? Only because of the Neirosa, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Neira. So Mela, by when Ezra came, the Anche Knesset HaGdelo, they taka said again, Hakel, HaGodol, HaGibor, V'Yaneira. They said, HaGibor and HaNeira. That even now in the Golis, still we see the Gvura and the Neira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the Gemara good, Abba V'Rabbonin, Hechi Avdi Hochi, V'Okri Takanta the Tokin Moshe. Like how could the Neil and how could Yirmiyahu come and go faket the way Moshe said in the Torah? Like Moshe already said the Shvach of Okeh LaGod LaGibor, V'Yanoira. So how could they go faket from the way what Moshe says? The Chur is saying Sheka then. Amri Avloza, Mitoich Sheyodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemiti. They knew that we had before the Chosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truth. Yes, Shemitihu, Lefikach LaKizvu Boi. Therefore, they knew that's the Rotson of Hashem. That Hashem doesn't want them to say back Sheker. So if they would say right now, Gibor, since Hashem is not showing His Gevurah with the Klal Yisrael, it would be like a Sheker, it's like Kozov. So therefore, they held, even though Moshe said it, that was a pshat, because at that time, Hashem was showing His Gevurah with the Klal Yisrael. Mashenkin now by the Churban Abayis, that Hashem is not showing His Gevurah with the Klal Yisrael, they held, it's a Kozov, it would be Sheker to say it. Mashenkin later by Ezra, it's very good. Ezra, by the Archiknes Tagdelo, that was the time of the Bayer based Amigdash Hasheni. So then, forget, there was the Gvuras Hashem, and there was the Neurois of Hashem. That's why we say it. But our Korponim, even though Bizman Azir, we still have the Churban Abayis, still we say it. In other words, we hold not like Daniel. We hold like the Mora answers, that the Rabboni answer back. That even Meshach Churban, still we see the Neurois of Hashem. The fact that he did not, with the fact that the Klai Yisrael is still alive, the Goyim can't kill us out. And we see the Gevurah Hashem, that even though the Goyim are doing such bad things, Hashem doesn't kill them out so fast. He has Erech HaPayim for them, so that applies today also. Therefore, today, Lamaisa, we do say, in Shemoneh Esrei, we say, HaKeel HaGod LaGivu V'Noira. So Rashi says, V'Elu Hei Noiroisov, Shil Moli Meiro, Min Yoyim HaChurbin, Ataloma Noiroisov, Shekolu Mois Nesvu LaShmidom, V'Nizkaim Alehem, that all the goyim want to come and kill us, and we're still alive. For Rabban and Yirmiyahu Daniel, what did they hold? They held that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shura Amiti, Rashi maskim, Al Emet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants the truth, but saying that the Sheker doesn't like the Sheker, they thought, so it's not kedai to say these words now, when Hashem is not showing His Gevurah and His Neiros. Right. The Koy Rachri Mois V'Yach V'Yosar. So Mishnah says, now the Kohen Gadol read the Torah, he read these two parshas. He read the parsha Achrei Mois, and then he read in the parsha Emor the psukim about Yom Kippur. Or Reminu Avakasha, that it was only one Sefer Torah used, so he had a move from one place of Sefer Torah to another place. I Reminu, we learned like this: Medalgim Benovi. When you read the Aftera in Novi, then you're allowed to skip from one place to another place. Abaviyain Medalgim Betorah. When you lay in the Torah, you're not allowed to skip from one place to another place. So the kasha, how could this Kohen Gadol now lay from the Sefer Torah, how could he skip from Parshas Achrei Mois to the middle of Parshas Emor? He's skipping. And the moral kasha, kan b'chtei sheyafsek haturgmin, kan b'chtei sheyafsek haturgmin. It depends how long it takes him to skip to the next place. Like what they did then was, the Kohen Gadol said first the Parshas of Achrei Mois, and then the Meturgmin said it over to the Tzibur, and then he was invited to say Parshas Emor. So if he had to move to the next place, he got there, while the Meturgmin was still saying it over, that's all right. In other words, since they didn't have to wait for him, no, while the Meturgmin, the interpreter, was saying it over, during that time he was able to find the next place, then it's Mutter. So that's right here by Kohen Gadol also. Since Achrei Mois is right before Emor, or Emor's right after, so it's easy to find it, so he could do it fast. So that's why here it's Mutter. For the Gemara, no? For your law, Ketonia, this in Gufa we learned that medal gim benovi, even by a novi, by haftar, we let it skip, and we ain't medal gim b'torah, but you're not allowed to skip at all to lay in the Torah, and still, the yad kama medalik, even by the novi, when you are allowed to, till how far away can you skip? Only b'chtei shle yavse katurgmin. Only b'chtei, that it won't take you that long the skipping, that you'll be able to get to find a new place before the maturgum gets finished. So it's mashim mekuloha b'torah, klal klal hoi. Mashma, when you're learning from the Sefer Torah, even to skip from one place to another place, even though you could do it very fast and not so far away, and the Meturgman, the interpreter, will still be saying over the Torah, still it's Osir. So it's a kasha on the Kohen Gadol. How on Yom Kippur is allowed to learn from one Sefer Torah in Parshas Achrei Mois, and then skip the Parshas Emor, in the middle of Emor, or Mirabaya Lakasha. Pious is the Torah like this. Kan binyan echad, kan bishnein yonim. It depends. If you're laning one Indian like here, he's only laning psukim about Yom Kippur, then there's nothing wrong to skip. Mashenken, two different in Yonim, it's no good to skip. Because like Rashi says,
The Torah has very important things inside it. There's the Azaras, love him, what not to do. There's the Averis, the punishment you get. And there's mitzvahs, what to do. It has to go into your heart, like you have to hear it carefully. If you skip around from one parsha and then skip to the next parsha talking about something else, it's going to be very hard for you to concentrate, to understand what you're saying. Therefore, when you're learning the Torah, you're not allowed to skip around. You always have to learn straight. Even if you want to skip just a few psukim that someplace nearby, still you shouldn't go to a different inyan. Mashenka in the same inyan, like here on Yom Kippur, he was only talking about the pashas of Yom Kippur. He was talking about the different kabbonis they brought. So he's talking about the Nyonim of Yom Kippur. Here you are allowed to skip from one place to another place. Here the people won't get lost. So here the only klal is, it has to be close enough that you get there before the maturgum gets finished. If you get there before the maturgum gets finished, then it would be mutter. For the Tanya, I'll bring you a raya. This is a raya. That the lacha is medal gimbatera. You are allowed to skip from one place in the Sefer Torah to another place. Vinyan echod, only though if it's the same inyan. Like here, you're talking about a nyonim of Yom Kippur. Mashenki and Upanovi, when you're learning the Aftarah from the Nevi'im, Vishnei and Yonim, you're allowed to skip even the two different in Yonim. The Vakan Vakan Bechtesh La Yavsika Turgman. But both has to only be, even though by Torah it's Mutta for one Indian, that's only if you get there before the Mutugum will get finished. Of a Vien Medal Giminov Lenovi. But you're not allowed to skip Minov Lenovi. That means Mamish from one Sefer to another Sefer of Nevi'im, like from Shmuel to Malachim, you're not allowed to skip. Uvinovi Shoshne Mosse Medalgin. Mashenke in the Nevi'im of Shne Mosse, it's about that's very small each one, so there you let us skip from one to another. Of Uvavach, Lo Yidlog, Mi Seifa Seifa Tilosain. But you can't skip.